It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're going to start a series called Finding Your Tribe, and it's especially important to me because I've been dealing with a lot of people and a lot of people's problems lately. For some reason, everybody calls me or messages me for advice, and I'm not really sure why, but it got me thinking last week how important your people really are to you. So today we're going to talk about the power of your circle. Scripture is Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You know, we've all heard it. It's the saying, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. The reason being is because the people closest to you, your circle, they play a bigger role in your faith, in your mindset, in your peace than you might even realize. The truth is that not everybody deserves a front row seat in your life. Some people are just meant to wave from the balcony. Sometimes you have to love people from afar. Now, God never intended for us to walk alone, but he also didn't tell us to carry everyone with us because some folks just naturally drain your spirit instead of feeding it and refilling it. Others cheer for you when you win, pray for you when you struggle, and speak truth when you need to hear it. And let me tell you right now, those are your people. If you've got people sugarcoating your life right now, and you know deep down in your heart that's not what it is, those are not your people. You need to find your tribe. Think about this. Think about Jesus. He ministered to the multitudes, but he only kept 12 close. Even among them, there were the inner three, Peter, James, and John. He loved everyone. He was intentional about his circle, and that's wisdom that we can all learn from. Because you know, when you know who your people are, you don't have to question their loyalty. You don't have to compete, compare, criticize. You can simply just be you. These are friends that show up. They show up with prayer. They show up in silence. They show up to sit with you when you're going through a hard time and they don't have the words. They have a listening ear. And sometimes here in the South, they even bring you a casserole when life gets messy. Now, they're the ones who say, let's pray. Let's not gossip. And you know, people are quick to gossip. It just is what it is. If you find yourself surrounded by drama, chaos, or constant negativity, it's time to check your circle. You can still love those people from a distance, but you need to protect your peace. And protecting your peace doesn't mean that you just don't care anymore. What it means is that you've learned to value what God has given you. So think about it today. Who are the people in life that make you better, who draw you closer to God and to speak life into your soul? And just importantly, who might you need to love from a distance? It's two very important questions as we are working our way this week, finding our tribe. As we go to you in prayer today, Lord, help us to recognize the people you've placed in our lives for purpose. Give us wisdom to build healthy relationships and courage to step back from those that are stealing our peace. Surround us with people who sharpen us and strengthen our walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.